As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, if you can see it through the clouds, folks, the sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove all across America. And there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, May the 6th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. You might check out my little website, vocallocal.org. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air, or take Oracle with you on the road today on your mobile. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. Again, that's host at vocal, V-O-C-A-L, local, L-O-C-A-L, dot O-R-G. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. It's always so nice to find a letter in my mailbox instead of just bills. And here's a big shout-out to Liberty Radio Owensville, Micro 1650 AM in Buffalo, and 94.3 Elgin in Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. Again, our websites are vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold is a kind of asleep at the $900 level, buying time in a otherwise stagnant market. We'll talk about gold cartels, GIS, GPS, global governance, Persian Arcus, and Neo Butter. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Before we do that, let's do this. Let's go to the market reports for Wednesday, May the 6th, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago. Gold was trading up $11 at $906.90 an ounce. Silver was up 32 cents at $13.64 an ounce. Platinum up $6 at $1,133. And platinum or palladium was up $5, trading at $224 an ounce. So there's an uptick going on in the all of the precious metals so far this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed yesterday up down 16.09 points, trading at 84.10.65. Just before airtime, I noticed it was spiking up a bit there. The Nasdaq off $9.44 points, trading at 1,754 points. The S&P off 3.44 points, trading at 903.80. The U.S. dollar index off 21 basis points at 89.97. Now, that doesn't seem right. 89.97, that's got to be a mistake on my part. Excuse me. It's probably more like about 85, I would imagine. Crude oil up 81 cents, trading at $54.65 for a barrel of light sweet crude. The lows and the highs in the spot market so far. We'll pick that up on the other side. You'll have to hang over the break to find out. We'll be right back.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Ian, we've returned once again right here on our Wednesday, May the 6th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. If you're just joining us in the first segment, we went through that market report for today. We find that gold is up $11, trading at $906.90, and silver's up also 32 cents, trading at $13.64. The lows and the highs in that gold spot market, $898.20 for a low at $913 for a high, $15, you know, pretty tight range. They had to change the scale and bring it up in $1 and $2 increments in order to actually show anything of interest. So far, year to year, it's up $31 for a 3.54% return on investment. The spot market's going to close in 7 hours. Foreign exchange rates for today: the Canadian dollar is trading at 85 cents, up a little teeny bit. The Mexican peso up just enough to get it into the 8-cent range, so you can load up your pockets on pesos for 8 cents each. The euro trading $1.34, the big mover today. The British pound up $1.51 now. The Swiss francs, I had that one in just for convenience today, 89 cents for Swiss francs, so you can fill up your pockets, folks. That's the basket of currency. Little Timothy Geithner out there frolicking in the pasture with his basket of currencies. Here's a little bit more interesting stuff. Just some simply amazing home remedies one of our listeners sent in to me. If you happen to be choking on an ice cube, don't panic. Just simply pour a cup of boiling water down your throat, and presto, the blockage will almost instantly be removed. If you're clumsy, avoid cutting yourself while slicing vegetables by getting someone else to hold while you chop away. Avoid arguments with the missus about lifting the toilet seat by simply using the sink. That's That's the way to keep domestic tranquility, isn't it? For high blood pressure sufferers, simply cut yourself and bleed for a few minutes, thus reducing the pressure in your veins. Remember to use a timer, however. A mousetrap placed on top of your alarm clock. Here's one I could use. A mousetrap placed on top of your alarm clock will prevent you from rolling over and going back to sleep after you hit the snooze button. But if you have a bad cough, take a large dose of laxatives. Then you'll just be afraid to cough. Well, anyway, humor is hard for me at this time of the morning, but let's try a little bit different kind of humor. Here's our health and wellness news. It says, pass the butter, please. Again, these are just sent to me by the listeners. Thanks so much. Interesting, funny stuff. I never have any good news, so I just have to, I'll just throw in a little bit of humor. But anyway, this is interesting. Margarine was originally manufactured to fatten turkeys. When it killed the turkeys, the people who put all the money into the research wanted a payback, so they put their heads together to figure out what to do with this product to get their money back. It was a white substance with no food appeal, so they decided to add yellow coloring, and they sold it to people to use in place of butter. How do you like that? They come out with so many clever new flavorings. Now, do you know the difference between butter and margarine? Both have the same amount of calories. Butter is slightly higher in saturated fats at 8 grams compared to 5 grams. Eating margarine can increase heart disease in women by 53% over eating the same amount of butter, according to a recent Harvard medical study. Eating butter increases the absorption of many other nutrients in foods. Butter has many nutritional benefits where margarine has few, only because they're added. Butter tastes much better than margarine, and it can enhance the flavor of other foods. Butter has been around for centuries, while margarine has been around for less than 100 years. And now for margarine. Margarine is very high in trans fatty acids. You triple the risk of coronary heart disease when you spread a little on. It increases your total cholesterol and LDL, and this is the bad cholesterol, and it lowers the HDL, which is the good cholesterol. It increases the risk of cancers up to fivefold. It also lowers the quality of breast milk. It decreases your immune response. It decreases insulin response. And here's the most disturbing fact. Here's the part that is very interesting. Margarine is but one molecule away from being plastic. This fact alone was enough to have most of us avoid margarine for life and anything else that is hydrogenated. This means hydrogen is added, changing the molecular structure of the substance. And haven't you noticed all those hydrogenated oils and hydrologized? That's another one that always kind of makes me curious when you flip the package over and read the label. You can try this one yourself. Purchase a tub of margarine and leave it in your garage or in any shaded area. Within a couple of days, you'll notice a couple of things. Number one, no flies, not even those pesky fruit flies, will go near it. And that ought to tell you something. It doesn't rot or smell differently because it has no nutritional value. Nothing will grow on it. Not even those teeny weeny microorganisms will find a home there to grow. Why? Because it's very nearly plastic. Would you melt your Tupperware and spread it on your toast? Well, there you go. As they say, share this with your friends. Chinese proverb, when someone shares something of value with you and you benefit from it, you have a moral obligation to share it with others. So thank you, listener. Thank you for the news, and I've done my duty. Anyhow, let's go on a little bit more complicated things. This is an interesting bit. This is a more good news. I found this one on the web. Again, this is a article that was brought to my attention by one of our listeners, and I do read your emails, and I appreciate getting them. This, I don't know how old this news is. I didn't have the time to look it up. Probably a couple of weeks or more. Maybe someone else has reported on it, but here we go. Texas, a city councilman was arrested for opposing red light cameras. You may have heard of this already. Duncanville, Texas mayor silences an anti-camera councilman by having him arrested. The mayor of Duncanville, Texas, had a member of the city council arrested last Tuesday, again, I don't know the date on this article, for speaking out against the use of red light cameras during an official meeting. The incident took place during the discussion of whether the city should spend $59,000 to make street repairs. Mayor David Green recognized Councilman Paul Ford to speak on the contract item. Here's his testimony. Thank you, Ford said, quote, I want to let you know that earlier this evening during a briefing, Mayor Green threatened me that if he told me to stop talking and I didn't, he'd have me arrested. And I want to let you know what I told Ms. Mayor Green. Green became outraged and shouted, "Mr. Ford, you're out of order. You're not recognized, Mr. Ford. You need to cease right now." This is the kind of a little diktat that needs to find a different place to work, I guess. I hope the people in Duncansville will remove their mayor. But anyway, while Green yelled, Ford continued his brief statement without stopping. "Unlike those," this is Ford's comment, "unlike those thousands of people who are getting red light camera tickets, I will have the opportunity for a jury trial. It will be a jury of my peers, and I will confidently put my fate in their hands. And now I'm going to discuss agenda item number 3. I will vote against it, and here's why." Before he had a chance to explain that the city could find the money for those necessary street repairs by cutting the city manager's salary from $179,000 to $160,000 and reducing payments to local chambers of commerce by $40,000, Police Chief Robert Brown grabbed Ford, and Ford repeated several times the statement, "Chief Brown, I will not leave voluntarily, but if you believe I'm violating the law by discussing this agenda item, I will submit to arrest." Well, the plot thickens and the story gets deeper. This guy didn't knuckle under, I guess, to this various and sundry pressures put on him by the mayor. He wound up getting arrested. He apparently suffered harm. It says Ford was released from the hospital, but the mayor had a warrant issued for his arrest. Sad story, but a very brave councilman. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, "I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me"? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. Let's go into a little short history of the gold cartels. You know, we look at these and give these news reports every day about gold and silver and all of the precious metals and things like that. And we talk about the manipulations in the marketplace. But, of course, very rarely do we ever understand how and where and why these markets are manipulated. This is an article off of www.gata.org. This is written by... Let me see if I can turn to the back page. They usually put the author on the front page. Let's see where they stuck this one. Let's go down here. James Turk. James Turk is the founder and the chairman of GoldMoney.com. GoldMoney.com. And this is a short history on the gold cartel. This week, Bill Murphy and Chris Powell, co-founders of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, will be in London, England. Their trip is part of GATA's ongoing effort to raise awareness of the gold cartel and its surreptitious intervention in the gold markets, okay? Intervention in the gold markets. Bill and Chris will meet with the British media to explain GATA's findings. They'll also attend an important fundraising event being held in support of GATA's work. Their trip is another step by GATA aimed at creating a free market in gold, one which is unfettered by government intervention. Governments want a low gold price to make national currencies look good. Gold is recognizable the world over as the canary in the coal mine when it comes to money. A rising gold price blurts the unpleasant truth that a national currency is being poorly managed and that its purchasing power is being inflated. This reality is made clear by the former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker, commenting in his memoirs about the soaring gold price in the years immediately following the end of the gold standard in 1971, he notes, quote, joint intervention in gold sales to prevent a steep rise in the price of gold, however, was not undertaken, and that was a mistake, close quote. It was a mistake because a rising gold price undermines the thin reed upon which all fiat currencies rest, confidence. But it was a mistake only from the perspective of a central banker, which is, of course, at odds with anyone who believes in free markets. The U.S. government has learned from experience and taken Volcker's advice. Given the U.S. dollar's role as the world's reserve currency, the U.S. government has the most to lose if the market chooses gold over fiat money and erodes the government's stranglehold on the monopolistic privilege that it has awarded to itself of creating money. So the U.S. governments intervene in the gold market to make the dollar look worthy of being the world's reserve currency when, of course, it is not equal to the demand of that esteemed role. The U.S. government does this by trying to keep the gold price low, but this aim is an impossible task. In the end, gold always wins, i.e., its price inevitably climbs higher as fiat currency is debased, which is a reality that's understood and recognized by government policymakers. So, recognizing the futility of capping the gold price, they instead compromise by letting the gold price rise somewhat, say 15% per annum. In fact, against the dollar, gold is actually up 16.3% on average for the last 8 years. In battlefield terms, the U.S. government is conducting a managed retreat for fiat currency in an attempt to control gold's advance. Though it has let the price of gold rise, gold has risen by less than it would in a free market because the purchasing power of the dollar continues to be inflated, and also because gold remains so undervalued, notwithstanding its annual appreciation this decade. These gains started from gold's historic low valuation in 1999. Gold may not be as good a value as it was in 1999, but it nevertheless remains extremely undervalued. For example, until the late end of the 19th century, approximately 40% of the world's money supply consisted of gold. All right? The end of the 19th century, that would be for those that were historically challenged, the 1890s. As governments began to usurp the money, issuing privilege, and intentionally diminish gold's role, fiat currency's role expanded by the mid-20th century. That would be like, 1950. To approximately 90%. The inflationary policies of the 1960s, particularly in the U.S., further eroded gold's role to 2% by the time the last remnants of the gold standard were abandoned in 1971. Gold's importance rebounded in the 1970s, which caused Volcker to lament the so-called mistakes of policymakers. Its percentage rose to nearly 10% by 1980. But gold's percent of the world money supply thereafter declined, reaching about 1% in 1999. And today, it still remains below 2%. From this analysis, it is reasonable to conclude that gold should comprise at least 10% of the world's money supply. Because it is nowhere near that level, gold is undervalued. So, given the ongoing dollar debasement being pursued by U.S. policymakers, keeping gold from exploding upward to a true free market price is the first thing they gain from their interventions in the gold market. The other thing they gain is time. The time they gain enables them to keep their fiat scheme afloat so they can benefit from it. Delaying until some future administration, the scheme's inevitable collapse. So how does the U.S. government manage the gold price? Well, they recruit Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Deutsche Bank to do it by executing trades to pursue the U.S. government's aims. These banks are the gold cartel. I'll give them to you again. That's Goldman Sachs, or Sucks, depending on how you emphasize the word, J.P. Morgan Chase and Deutsche Bank, or Deutsche Bank. Again, by executing trades to pursue the U.S. government's aims, these banks are the gold cartel. I don't believe that there are any other members of the cartel, with the possible exception of Citibank as a junior member. The cartel acts with the implicit backing of the U.S. government to absorb all losses that may be taken by cartel members as they manage the gold price, and further, to provide whatever physical metal is required to execute the cartel's trading strategy. How did the gold cartel come about? There was an abrupt change in government policy around 1990. It was introduced by then Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan in order to bail out the banks back then, which, like now, were insolvent. Taxpayers were already on the hook for hundreds of billions to bail out the collapsed savings and loan industry, so adding to this tax burden was untenable. He therefore came up with an alternative. Greenspan saw the free market as a golden goose with essentially unlimited deep pockets. And more to the point, that these pockets could be picked by the U.S. government using its tremendous weight, namely its financial resources for timed interventions in the free market, combined with its propaganda power by using the media. In short, it was easier to bail out the insolvent banks back then by gouging ill-gained profits from the free market instead of raising taxes. Banks generated these profits by the Federal Reserve's steepening of the yield curve, which kept long-term interest rates relatively high while lowering short-term rates. To earn this widespread, banks leveraged themselves to borrow short-term and use the proceeds to buy long-term paper. This mismatch of assets and liabilities became known as the carry trade. The Japanese yen was of a particular favorite to borrow. The Japanese stock market had crashed in 1990, and the Bank of Japan was pursuing a zero interest rate policy to try to revive the Japanese economy. a U.S. bank could borrow Japanese yen for 2% and or 0.2% and buy U.S. T-notes or treasury bills. But we'll have to pick that up on the other side of this break. Stay with us as we find out a little bit more about this gold cartel.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so continuing here as we find out a little bit more about just what is this gold cartel, who are they, what they do, let's find out. Greenspan saw the free market as a golden goose with essentially unlimited deep pockets, and more to the point that these pockets could be picked by the U.S. government using its tremendous weight, namely its financial resources for timed interventions in the free market, combined with his propaganda power by using the media. In short, it was easier to bail out the insolvent banks than by gouging ill-gained profits from the free market instead of raising taxes. So we see this dropping down again. Gold also became a favorite vehicle to borrow because of its low interest rate. This gold came from the central bank coffers, but they refused to disclose how much gold they were lending, making the gold market opaque and ripe for intervention by central bankers making decisions behind closed doors. The amount lent by central banks has been reliably estimated in various analyses published by GATA to be 12,000 to 15,000 tons, nearly one half of central bank's total holdings, and 4 to 6 times the annual new mine production of 2,500 tons. The banks clearly jumped feet first into the gold carry trade. The carry trade was a gift to the banks from the Federal Reserve, and all was well, provided the yen and gold did not rise against the dollar, because this mismatch of dollar assets and yen or gold liabilities was not hedged. Alas, both gold and the yen began to strengthen, which, if allowed to rise high enough, would force marked-to-market losses on those carry trade positions in the banks. You catching all this? It was a major problem because the losses of banks could be considerable given the magnitude of the carry trade. So, the gold cartel was created to manage the gold price, and all went well at first. Given the help it received from the Bank of England in 1999 to sell one half of its gold holdings. Gold was driven to historic lows, as noted above, but this low gold price created its own problems. Gold became so unbelievably cheap that value hunters around the world recognized the exceptional opportunity it offered, and demand for physical gold began to climb. As demand rose, another more intractable and unforeseen problem arose for the gold cartel. The gold borrowed from the central banks had been melted down and turned into coins, small bars and monetary jewelry that were acquired by countless individuals around the world. This gold was now in strong hands, and these gold owners would only part with it at a much higher price. Therefore, where would the gold come from to repay the central banks? Well, the yen is a fiat currency and can be created out of thin air by the Bank of Japan. Gold, in contrast, is a tangible asset. How could the banks repay all the gold they had borrowed without causing the gold price to soar, further worsening the mark-to-market losses on their remaining positions? Big question. In short, the banks were in a predicament. The Federal Reserve's policies were debasing the dollar, and the canary in the coal mine was warning of the loss of purchasing power. So, Greenspan's policy of using interventions in the market to bail out banks morphed yet again. The gold borrowed from central banks would not be repaid, because obtaining the physical gold to repay these loans would cause the gold price to soar. So beginning this decade, the gold cartel could conduct the government's managed retreat, allowing the gold price to move generally higher in the hope that, basically, people wouldn't notice. Given its canary in the coal mine function, a rising gold price creates demand for gold, and a rapidly rising gold price would worsen the marked-to-market losses of the gold cartel. So the objective is to allow the gold price to rise around 15% per annum, while at the same time enable the cartel members to intervene in the gold market with implicit government backing in order to earn profits to offset the growing losses on its gold liabilities. Its trading strategy to accomplish this is clear. The gold cartel reverse engineers the black box trend following trading models. I'll say that again. The gold cartel reverse engineers the black box trend following trading models, if you know what that is. Just look at the losses taken by some of the major commodity trading managers on their gold trading over the last decade. It's hundreds of millions of dollars of client money lost and gained for the gold cartel to help offset their losses from the gold carry trade. All to make the dollar look good by keeping the gold price lower than it should be and would be if it were allowed to trade in a market unfettered by government intervention. There are only two outcomes as I see it. Either the gold cartel will fail in the end, or the U.S. government will have destroyed what remains of the free market in America. I hope it is the former, but the continuing flow of events from Washington, D.C., and the actions of policymakers suggests it could be the latter. Again, that was written by James Turk. A good article and a good understanding of how these markets are manipulated by the government. And so it just goes to show you that if you follow the various and sundry news reports, and we give them out here on a regular basis, about gold goes up and investors are, you know, seeking a flight to safe haven, and the gold goes down and everyone is, oh, they're going, moving into stocks. Just understand that these markets are so rigged that, as I like to say, it's like playing Russian roulette. You know, you got the, that's horrible too, but just regular roulette where you have the roulette wheel that swirls around. But of course, they have a magnet under the table and they know when to stop it in the right place so that the house wins every time. And that seems to be what's going on. So anyway, we follow these markets just to let you know what is happening in the price of gold and what is happening in the various stocks and so on and so forth in the baskets of currencies inside of this casino called the world or global economy. Here's another one. ADP says the U.S. companies reduced their payrolls by 491,000. This by Bob Willis off Bloomberg. Companies in the U.S. cut an estimated 491,000 workers from payrolls in April. Can we go from one month to the next without this kind of an article? It's amazing. How many more workers do we have to cut? Every month we seem to cut another 500,000 workers in the United States of America. We only have so many workers, you know. The drop in the ADP employer services gauge was smaller than the economist forecast and the fewest since October. March's reading was revised to show a reduction of 708,000 workers, down from a previous estimate of 742,000 workers. So I guess that's good news. Stabilization in consumer spending following the worst slump in three decades is stoking expectations that the recession will end in the second half of the year. Oh, really? Still, a Labor Department report in 2 days may show employers cut payrolls in April for a 16th consecutive month. So we'll be looking for that Labor Department report coming up later this week. Here's a quote. There's a sense here of a turn, close quote. Joel Prochan, chairman of the Macroeconomic Advisors LLC in St. Louis, that would be Missouri, said on a conference call, still, quote, 1 month's number does not a trend make. I'm still expecting to see several more months of notable declines in employment. There will be some bumps in the road on the way. Close quote. Rather a cavalier attitude there. Joel Prochan, St. Louis. A few more speed bumps, just a few hundred thousand more Americans without their jobs. I guess we could call that economic collateral damage. Stock index futures jumped after the report showed job losses were starting to slow. I mean, this is like a yippee. There's only 491,000 workers thrown out of work in April. Good news. Sad testimony. The ADP report was forecast to show a decline of 645,000 jobs, according to the immediate median estimate of 28 economists. Blah, blah, blah. Projections were for decreases ranging from 560 to 733. So I guess in a way it is good news. Well, anyway, enough for all of that. You may have caught Lee Rogers' broadcast last night and other broadcasts around on the net. It was about a week to 10 days ago or thereabouts. I reported on an article that I found, on the net that, showed that LWE, I think is the, my memory serves me right, was booking some record profits selling electronic surveillance equipment to the Census Bureau. And so one of our listeners and good researchers, a woman that I value her, the integrity of her research, you can go and visit www.channelingreality.com, Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com, and I thank you, Vicki, for sending this to me. But this seems to unwind that Gordian knot so that we can understand a little bit more about this process. We'll pick that up right on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
And we're back once again, so let's go into this a little bit and figure out more about the integration of GPS, digital imagery, and GIS with census mapping. This is off the United Nations Secretariat of the Department of Ecosocial or Economic and Social Affairs, the Statistics Division. This is available on the Internet if you want to go there. The United Nations Expert Group meeting to review critical issues related to relevance of planning the 2010 round of population and housing censuses. They always go the round of population and housing censuses. 15th of December, 2004, New York, and by the United Nations Statistics Division of DESA. And this is an 8 or 9, 10 page thing. This is an 8 page jubby. Won't read it all. Just kind of give you an overview, however, and understand this. Now, many of you have heard me talk in the past, or if not, you can go up, I think, on vocallocal.org. Down near the bottom of the page, there might be an article on this. If not, you might check OzarksVoter.info. If it's not there, you could go over to freedomadvocates.org and check for one of my articles there on this as well. But when we talk about the hazard mitigation planning programs that are being spread by FEMA all across the United States, they really help to change the dynamic locally. And the dynamic that's being changed is the way that the counties and the cities, the municipalities, interact with the people. And it's the bringing on us and at us this whole idea of the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System. The geographic information systems combined with the geospatial positioning systems into databases and imagery that provide lots of tools for the management of populations, or herd management, if you will. And there's a lot to it. But nevertheless, this, I'll just give you a little bit from the introduction here. The recent technological developments, including new high-resolution sensors, global positioning systems, GPS, geographical information systems, GIS, Internet, and World Wide Web services are revolutionizing cartography, that's the making of maps, surveying and mapping in fundamental ways. Geographic data is easily collected and combined with a variety of other data in order to create relevant information for spatial analysis and decision-making. Geographic information in its digital form is indeed exchanged more rapidly, duplicated without alteration, and easily disseminated to end users. So we talk about the privacy crisis. You know, you've read the book, Grant Hull. You talk about the privacy crisis. When you start to put all of these parts and pieces together, you have no privacy. And I've seen this, saw this a long time ago when I was first learning how to use AutoCAD and the David C. Arnold, the DCA engineering software. This would be back in the 80s. And the opportunity of working on multiple layers in a mapping software gives you a tremendous opportunity to just stack gobs and gobs of information on multiple layers about every one of these various and sundry parcels of land that would make up a town or a city or a county or a state or a nation or a hemisphere or the globe. And so it's in this process that we move to in Y2K. Largely, in my researched opinion, the purpose for Y2K was to bring everybody up to speed on the new operating software and make sure that as many people around the world had computers that had these new, Pentium processors in them, so that they would get away from the old 386 and 286, you know, slower than molasses computers that I thought were so hot back in the 80s. Also, the opportunity of getting onto the Internet, an interconnected, interdependent world, all of that. And it really makes management of the planet quite easy if you understand some of these techniques. But again, the two big primary ones here is this global positioning system. That was what we used to say, GPS. Now it's known as geospatial positioning. And then geographical information systems, GIS. You add that again to the Internet and the World Wide Web, WWW, and all of these things combined together make for a very powerful management and databasing tool. Continuing here from the United Nations document, for the past decade, the United Nations Statistics Division has been promoting the development of geographical information systems for population and demographic statistics in developing countries through technical cooperation projects supported by the United Nations Fund for Population Activities, that would be UNFPA, training workshops, and technical publications. However, the statistical community in developing countries has been slow to adopt the use of GIS, partially due to the monetary constraint posed by commercial software and the availability of computers, base maps, satellite imagery, workload, etc. So even though we've developed all of these various and sundry technologies, as always, they seem to be focused upon those people that need it the least, in other words, the developed countries. We're trying to bring up the developing countries to some reasonable level of prosperity, but it's always at the expense of the populations in the developed countries, the redistribution of wealth scheme, if you will. GIS, GPS, and aerial satellite imagery, recent technical capabilities, the next section. The Census Symposium held in New York in 2001 provided a comprehensive review of the significant capabilities of GPS, satellite imagery, and GIS and handheld computers and their relevance to census mapping operations. And it continues. Hence, our presentation will focus on the recent developments regarding these geospatial technologies. Now, for all of the gentlemen in the audience and some of the ladies that are avid fishermen, bass fishermen, or things like that, you'll probably have recalled in your catalogs that you receive, sporting catalogs, and some of the other ones like Sharper Image and some of the other catalogs. I receive so few I can't rattle them off. But you'll remember seeing, and even in your local newspaper perhaps, these GIS or GPS units for your bass boats, you know, your tracker and all that, so that you can go back and find that campsite or that specific place where you took the big one, you know. And so what we basically have allowed ourselves to do is to be dialogued into this consensus where we believe these technologies are good, and so then we finance the development of these technologies by buying all of these various trinkets to augment our life. And the same sort of a statement can be made about the tracking unit that you buy and install in your automobile because you're either too stupid or too lazy to read a map. You know, you want it all electronic and digital right on your dashboard. And then, you know, that idea just translates over to the unit that is permanently installed in your automobile if you have a high-end car or truck, I suppose. And that sort of stuff. And then it just goes on from there, and it goes into your little cell phone and all your little plastic tippy-tappies that you carry around with you that wire you into the interlocking grid of cell towers for triangular positioning of where you are. You know, so that way when you dial 911 or 411 or oh hell and God and whatever you dial, anyway, you're in trouble. And so you dial these things in, and the 9/11 operators can figure out where you are within plus or minus, you know, a cluster bomb or within a hand grenade zone or a mortar shell. Anyway, a circle maybe 60, 80 feet in diameter. So all of these things work together to kind of add to this. And again, the people are financing, they're buying their own chains, if you will. And of course, on the internet, as Lee mentioned last night, we do have the Google Earth program and other aerial satellite imagery programs. They're not often updated. Sometimes they're quite out of date. They certainly are out of date in this area, but they're there. But at the other levels and other layers and on the need-to-know basis, you know, your county sheriff's department and stuff like that, they've got the hotter stuff. They've got the commercial software. And so if they're planning a 5 o'clock raid in your property, they can do an aerial snapshot of your property and figure out hiding places, some place where you might be able to hide in your yard, or they can look and see at recent activity in your yard and things like that. They can figure out how to storm your castle and map out the strategy without ever coming on your property, which is an invasion of your privacy. And so that causes people to get a little bit wigged out, and it's understandable. But at the same time, we're buying all of this stuff. Now, when your county gets involved with hazard mitigation planning, then FEMA comes in on this process, and one of the things that they do and what they want to do is they want to remap all of their floodplains, and this they do with aerial overflights with small aircraft actually photographing the county. And we'll pick it up on the other side, carry it this way a ways further, and then we'll go into our study in anarchism. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Die!
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, May the 6th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. Be sure to log on and visit the website today. My name is William Roberts. We're continuing a discussion begun in the last hour in regards to the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System. There's a lot of frustration in regards to this. There's a lot of hysteria that's out there, but really this is something that we have bought into and that we're basically going to have to face, but there are things that can be done to block it locally. And, of course, we're talking about the various census people out there using satellite imagery and other things to help them collect the data. But this is all part of Agenda 21. This is all this direction. We're moving towards this time and place and space where we're actually going to be able to count all the grains of the sand and number every hair on the people's heads and so on and so forth and tax them for their inputs and their outputs and put dear old granny into the Soylent Green factory, you know, and get rid of the children. I don't know. This thing just gets worse and worse. However, if we can understand this system and realize where we can interact with it, for many counties across America, and especially in the rural areas, they haven't gone down this 911 addressing system. They don't have the enhanced 911 system, and they definitely need to reject it at the polls when those proposals are made, because that's the opening door. That's the opening salvo. As soon as you buy onto that enhanced 911 system, then you go into this three-dimensional coordinate geometry, geospatial positioning, and geographic informationing system grid that begins the mapping upon which all of the various and sundry other overlays are placed. That's just something to know. It's something that can be reversed. You know, it's pretty hard once you've been raped to get your virginity back, but these things can come out of your county if you have the political will in the county commissioner level and among the people, as they raise their awareness of these various things. If you can show them the downside of it, they might want to get rid of it. But there are upsides for it as well. It streamlines and makes government more efficient. But a central planning mentality government that's efficient just becomes more dangerous. So let's continue on a little bit further here. GPS, remote sensing, again, I'm reading from a document that comes off the United Nations Secretariat. This was sent to me by one of our listeners, and I hope to have her on as a guest in the near future, Vicki Davis. She's got a lot of really good research, and I have known her for some time through the Internet and through radio. But anyway, I'm going on a little bit further here. This is right out of the United Nations, their documents. GPS, remote sensing, includes aerial photography, and we talked about that. It's part of the floodplain mapping process that FEMA demands, if you will, after you have gotten involved with hazard mitigation planning. That's the all multi-jurisdictional all hazard planning system that comes into your counties after you've gotten into bed with them for the 911 system, the enhanced 911. It also is part of the flow of fire engines and see through the wall cameras and all of this other digital voodoo that they bring in and on you and at you through grants and aid and through matching funds. Again, this aerial photography is actually done with a relatively slow flying aircraft, small planes flying back and forth in lines on on compass lines, and they photograph the whole county, and then they go through that with all of the various and sundry other things that they've learned from the GIS mapping system and the GPS mapping system set up for 9/11, and they remap your county. Anyway, we'll pick it up on the other side. Stay right there.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back on the Wednesday, May the 6th, 2009, second hour of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. If you have just joined us from your top-of-the-hour news and weather and sports breaks, we're talking about the GIS GPS Global Governance System. We're going into documentation directly from the United Nations Secretariat, provided to us by our listener, Vicki Davis. Some very interesting article, timely, and absolutely bulletproof. So let's go through it again. GPS, remote sensing, including aerial photography and GIS, are technologies that are being increasingly used in the field of data collection, including census mapping operations. Until recently, aerial photography did play a major role in geographic data acquisition in urban areas, and the use of satellite imagery, due to its low resolution, was limited to the study of phenomena like floods and urban pollution. And I can tell you that from my own experience on the boards and ordering surveys, we were using aerial photography combined with land surveying to create geographic information systems as far back as the early 70s in my own experience. So it's been a long, slow development, but it has developed into a very powerful tool for management. Let's continue. Until recently, I don't know, however, recent satellite imagery is extending its use into urban areas with the increase of its resolution to 1 meter. So in the early days when land surveying was just starting to go into total stations, which was, that's just complicated terminology that some will recognize, some don't, but using satellites and GPS units, It was okay for getting someplace close, but there was not enough precision, much less accuracy, to use it in a property boundary survey. But for topographic surveying and other things like that, it was okay. But as this article is saying, this is not an article, this is a report, a United Nations report, as it's showing here, they're getting better down to about 1 meter. They might be able to see a penny on a sidewalk, but their positional accuracy depends on other variables like triangulation. It needs to have these interlocking grids of cell towers that come in with the 911 system to be able to triangulate and pinpoint and bring that accuracy and precision down into finer and finer divisions. Anyway, it's high positional accuracy and the frequent revisit frequency of only 3 days. Now, what we're talking about here is using the Icona satellite and flyovers every 3 days. And so, although some places around, well, for my use on the Google Earth, there's a photograph that's well over a year or almost 2 years old that comes up when I pick on a certain location near me. And so it's not giving you this day-to-day stuff, whereas, like I'm saying, in the higher grade, more expensive software, and if you have the need to know, you can get down to a much tighter frequency. You can not only see when they till the soil, but you can also see when the pot plants have sprouted and are up a couple of feet. So anyhow, the revisit frequency of only 3 days and its GIS readiness, in other words, it's delivering real-time three-dimensional coordination, coordinate points. What is three-dimensional coordinates? That's northings and eastings in latitude and longitude, plus elevation, height above mean sea level, three-dimensional. So it's quite a bit of information that they can get there, despite their relative expensive cost, and that was from Montoya 2002. GPS receivers, next point, and I've already covered this a little bit, GPS receivers have become popular and widespread. And again, this is being sold through the media, through the newspapers, through the catalogs, and so on and so forth. And the more of these units that can be sold out into the people's hands, the more people get used to them and they get comfortable with this intrusive technology that just becomes blasé, you know, so be it, it's out there, so da-da-da. No one ever thinks about the downside potential of it. But the prices are going down, offering a greater accuracy at a reduced cost. And they even have little units that you can carry when you go backpacking and things like that. Instead of reading a compass and using a map and things like that, you use these little GPS units. That's fine as long as the battery runs. I prefer a compass and an altimeter and a good map myself. Nevertheless, indeed, some cost-effective GPS can handle real-time differential correction capable of sharpening accuracy to 5 meters or better. So the handheld units are going to be accurate maybe to within 15 feet. Not bad. Furthermore, GPS coordinates or waypoints can be displayed real-time in a GIS software, such as ArcPad, and GIS are becoming more powerful and friendly to use, and GPS more accurate and cost-effective. Both are more integrated, streamlining the acquisition and processing of coordinate data. The future of satellite positioning systems looks promising, particularly with the new systems under construction, the Galileo, the European system dedicated to civil activities. And so again, in all of these things, I did notice on the internet this morning when I was looking for new news, real news about the economy, that Garmin, one of the manufacturers of these transponders, these receivers that you put on your boats, the Garmins, their stock markets, their stock shares are falling at the moment. So there may be a reduced interest in their products, and maybe their other competitors are coming in the market, or maybe there's just, because of the economic downturn in general, a reduced demand for these kind of unnecessary extras. Continuing along here, it says, besides GIS desktop and internet, just GIS, mobile GIS is becoming a reality. GIS software has been tailored to the needs of field operations, allowing GIS to move from the office to the field. And there's a lot to that. Many of you have heard about the idea of being taxed for every mile that you drive. And in order for these systems to work, we have to have the infrastructure, the technological infrastructure in place to be able to monitor the movement of your vehicle, your automobile, your personal conveyance, no matter where it goes at any time. This is another of these moves to make obsolete all of the older cars that don't have these tracking devices already installed in them, like my 1961 Chevrolet pickup, for instance. Anyway, continuing here, it goes on and says, it's allowing the GIS to move from the office to the field. Indeed, improvements in handheld computers and other portable devices, as well as greater accuracy and the reduced cost of GPS units, have made significant contributions to the development of mobile GIS, and that would be ArcUser. With mobile GIS, it's now possible to capture, manipulate, analyze, and visualize data in the field in real time, and ground truthing has become possible. There's something to that in a footnote here that's far too long to talk about. Continuing along, it says, furthermore, the combination of a digital video, a DV, satellite imagery, and GPS for the data capture and the input of this data into GIS for manipulation, analysis, and display is empowering data collection and integration. For ground observations of buildings, GPS can be used in a combination with digital video. So indeed, the most significant development in these recent years lies in better integration of GPS, image processing, and GIS systems. Hence, collecting data in the field and storing it in a geographic database can obviously improve the efficiency of the census mapping processes. We'll pick that up on the other side and perhaps go a little further with that, and then we'll turn our attention to other topics.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
And we're back once again. We're talking about this idea, this concept of census mapping and the GIS and the GPS information tracking process. And there's a lot to it. There really is. It's huge. It not only is it an enormous or colossal industry. If you were to go up and do some web browsing on it, you'll find that there are just a whole bunch of these non-productive non-producers, these parasitical leeches that just suck off the body politic continuously, that are involved in this whole process, this idea of micromanaging the entire planet. And they're doing it from space. They're doing it from around your home. They're doing it from the census taker that arrives in your driveway uninvited, unannounced, and tries to spring some huge and intrusive survey upon your life. Of course, that goes against everything that we understand about the census. You know, the typical response is there's one person lives here. You're talking to them. Goodbye. Yeah, that's just about all that they really have any constitutional reason to know or ask. It's all about the enumeration of representatives, not about all of this intrusive investigation in your life. But as we see here in this process, geographic information is about the management of data that are geographically referenced in order to provide sound information for better decisions. Geographic information is emerging as a fundamental part of the national infrastructure, and we've talked about that before. National, as opposed to federal and state and county, those are the real jurisdictions, but we have this national infrastructure, as important as the physical infrastructure, so assets such as roads, telecommunications, and other public utilities. And you throw in that public utilities thing there, and it just becomes another layer in this matrix where you have these various little turtle meters that report back your electrical consumption, your water consumption, estimates on sewage, you know, usage and things like that, your natural gas usage and all that, and it's all timed to clocks in real time with three-dimensional coordinate geometry locations of just where that meter is in northings, eastings, and elevations, and so on and so forth. So it's so intrusive that, you know, you should just reject it out of hand. It's none of their business, truly. But let's continue. They make it their business. Indeed, there is a growing awareness worldwide of the economical importance of geographic information with applications in many sectors, regional planning, land management, environment and natural resources, healthcare, transportation, urban systems, marketing studies. You notice you're not in that. You're not in that list. This is all global super social scientists working with their appointed dictators, Ban Ki-moon, the current one of the United Nations, for instance. So there's a lot to all of this. Census mapping process, dropping down through the article here, Census mapping operations are an essential component of a population and housing census. Now, you see, we're changing the meanings of things. We have no real authority to have a population and housing census, but we continue. As illustrated in Figure 2, of course, you can't see Figure 2, but I can. Census process entails three stages, a pre-census, the census, and the post-census. In the pre-census stage, or pre-enumeration, maps ensure consistency and facilitate census operations. In the census stage, maps support data collection and help monitor census activities during the enumeration. In other words, you can actually track your little census workers and make sure that they went all the way up to that mountaintop home. And because you can follow them within 15 meters of their footsteps, you can find out whether or not they had the courage to go by my German Shepherd dogs and face me at the door with a 12-gauge shotgun. But, of course, that's not likely to happen. Anywho, proceeding beyond that, we can continue. It says then in the post-census stage, maps make it easier to present, analyze, and disseminate census results. Post-enumeration. And, of course, all of these results are supposedly confidential. But as you can see, they have a global application in these various sectors: regional planning, land management, environment, natural resources, healthcare, transportation, urban systems, marketing studies. So you have to question that as well. The traditional role of maps in census and survey operations consists of supporting enumeration and presenting results in a cartographic or map-making form. However, additional capabilities of GIS and GPS and satellite imagery, such as integrated field data collection, advanced analysis, and dissemination of census data, support census activities at all three stages, proving that census mapping would gain by being a continuous process. Now, this is where the plot thickens. Since the census is a process, cost benefit of census mapping should be therefore considered in this context. We're talking about, we have a census, pre-census, census, and post-census. It's a continuous process. In other words, it's not just happening once every 10 years. When this system is fully implemented, it will be in real time and ongoing. Statistical data, including development data, such as economic or health data, concern human activities that are geographically referenced. The geocoding system, which is a fundamental component in the census enumeration operations, geocoding system, reflects the inherent geographical nature of census data. In other words, it constitutes the reference that gives census units its geographical link. To sustain this link, the coding system, meaning that the code is unique and links between GIS boundaries and tabular census data, should be flexible enough and well-structured to incorporate new and future administrative divisions. So as more agencies are created, this information can be separated out into more places. Anyway, a long, long story, and it continues. There are some current and future actions to promote the use of geospatial technologies with census mapping. The United Nations Statistics Division succeeded to ensure that the National Statistical Offices, or the NSOs, of 40 developing countries were provided with no-cost versions of commercial GIS software, ArcView 3.3, donated and distributed by ESRI company under the Global Map /GSDI grant program. Having a commercial software will allow NSOs to explore satellite imagery and GPS use for statistical enumeration activities and further data sharing and collaboration within their government ministries. Now, of course, you know that if a corporation has the philanthropic ability to donate this high-value software and equipment to developing countries, they're going to have to pick up the tab someplace, and so, of course, they'll be charging the developed nations more for those same products. So in any way you look at it, it's a wealth redistribution scheme. Continuing along, I guess we don't really need to. I think we've just about hammered this one right into the ground like a 16-penny nail. There's much more that you can learn about it. There's much more to know about it. But as we move further and further into this new world order, if you will, these technologies will continue to be used and developed. It is so intrusive that it is unbelievable. It's such a violation of your privacy that it's unthinkable that this kind of stuff just continues to be used. But at the office level, whether you might be a county sheriff or whether you're the county assessor or someone like that, whether you're running a water district, a school district, or any of these other boards and Soviet councils, whether you're working at the county level, at the state level, a city, a municipal, federal, or international level, when you're sitting in the office, you think about how convenient all of this is, how interesting it is to sit there tippity-tapping on your computer keyboard as you invade people's privacy and collect and disseminate data on the lives of everyone. But taken from the larger picture, viewed from a national and international picture, this is the new paradigm. This is the GIS, GPS, global governance system unfolding around us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting edge talk radio.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And we're back. We're talking today about this GIS, GPS, global governance system as it's unfolding around the world, all around us, and it's got us inside out and upside down. A lot of people don't understand this system, And at the same time, some of us do. We've got a caller on the line with us, Eric from Michigan. Eric knows a little bit about this. Eric, welcome to Become Vocal Local, and thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you very much, Will. It's my pleasure, actually. What I wanted to put out there is that, you know, with any powerful tool like GIS and things of that nature, it can be used for both good and nefarious purposes, I should say. Yes, the whole census aspect of it and its ties to global infrastructure and control are rather foreboding, but they do have GIS is really a tool for great good. If you go over into like third world countries and look at what they've been doing with it, I mean, they use it for identifying where their groundwater is so they could have better access to clean drinking water where people are dying of dehydration. You look down in Mexico, I'm not sure if it's done yet, they're building that massive El Cajon dam, which is going to supply a good portion of Mexico with clean water and also hydroelectric power, and that was pretty much going to be impossible for them without a system of GIS for identifying where, you know, different types of rock are and you know, identifying exactly where groundwater is to fill up their dam. So there really are innumerable good uses for GIS, and I hate to hear it demonized so because of census takers out there that want to control every aspect of us and count every blade of grass in our yard. And that counting the blades of grass in your yard, that's not a joke. That is real. They actually do have shape files of fields that actually enumerate the density of grass per meter.
And,
that's no joke.
They can also look into that, you know, with the various infrared technologies. They can also tell, you know, what the composition is too. So within some reason, you might be able to say, well, I've got a 80% fescue field with 10% red clover, and it might be running a few percentages of other types of legumes and grasses, and so you can kind of establish a in-field value of that land. So, yeah, I agree. You know, Eric, I know the real uses of some of this stuff, and the yearning too, even in the early days in civil engineering and in land development. You know, these were things you could only wish for, you know, but these were also things that as we sat there at the computers looking, we thought about, how do you get this? How could I do this? You know, how can I add this to this? And this, you know, it's creativity. It's intellectual power, intellectual process. But, when it turns around, and like you said, these are all tools. You can use a hammer, a hard 20-ounce framing hammer and do a wonderful framing with it when you're building a house. But if you let the children take your hammer out into the driveway, they can destroy that hammer in no time at all, breaking rocks. So, you know, they're good tools, they're good applications, and then they're the wrong ones. And right now at this particular juncture, as we're supposedly moving into this global superstate, I think that these tools have the downside potential right now maybe outweighing their upside potential.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. You know, it's the old double-edged sword. I read an article not too long ago about how I think it was FedEx saved over 1 billion gallons of fuel last year using their GIS to set up routes for their trucks where they made only right turns, no left turns, and they saved 1 billion gallons of fuel.
Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff is great, man. I love it in a free market, because if we apply ourselves and use our minds, you know, there are great things that we can do. The only thing that, you know, that pees me off and gives me a great need, you know, reason for consternation here is the manipulative uses of these things that violate our privacy, that are not done with our consent. They're done on the sly. Their results are used fraudulently. I don't like to have my personal data and information beyond what I give on the radio every single day given out to people that I'm not talking to and that I'm not interested in hearing back from. You know, and what difference or what business is it of anyone else's what I buy or what I eat you know, what type of tobacco I smoke or what brand of wine I buy. That's my business, you know, between me and the store. And I don't know when the last time you've been in the grocery, you know, but trying to use a check anymore is getting almost impossible. They want to treat your check as a debit card, and they hand the check back to you, and it's, to me, that's an affront.
Yep.
No? I don't like that either.
They certainly do. They scan a photocopy of it and hand it right back to you. It's kind of confusing.
Yeah.
But if anybody out there in Oracle land is interested, Esri, ESRI, who makes pretty much the most popular GIS software out there and hardware as well, they have a, I can't remember if it's monthly or bi-monthly, newsletter. It's called ARC News. And they also have one called ARC User. But the ARC News, if people are interested in GIS, they should sign up for it. They just go to ESRI.com, and under News, they'll see ARC News. And you can actually read all the articles online, and they kind of enumerate month by month all the really wonderful uses for GIS and how people around the world are really using it to empower themselves and take control of their own land, especially in, you know, tribal regions and with you know, warring tribal lords and stuff like that. People are really oppressed. So when they can get hold of technology like this, it's really helpful for them. And every time it comes in, I flip through it. I don't read a lot of the articles because they're really not all that interesting, but I do just like to see the use that it's been put to. So I'd like to have anybody who's interested go ahead and sign up for it on Esri's website. Like I said, you go to News and then ARC News, and then you'll see a subscribe button. And it is rather interesting. It's a big, big old book, too. It's about the size of a cupboard door. It's massive. So it's kind of interesting. And I think I'm going to get off the line now and listen to the rest of the show.
Hang on before you jump away, Eric. You took a college training or education in this as well. Maybe you'd share just a little bit about that, because I know that there are a lot of people out there that, you know, are looking at employment. But I've noticed watching the various curriculum offerings in the local universities and colleges around here in Southwest Missouri, more and more of these kind of technologies are being offered at the college level. And of course, that just provides more and more staff for these various agencies. And I just think of them as parasitical entities. But a lot of the local engineering offices and surveyors could make use of it as well. So what was your experience in college there on that?
I took two GIS classes in my local community college.
Okay.
As part of my associate's degree. The classes themselves were actually pretty basic. I understand over at Michigan State University they have some pretty advanced GIS classes in terms of, you know, they teach you how to set up hardware for census takers and set up computer database systems for organizing data for multiple census takers. But me personally, I took two classes. The first one was intro to GIS, so you learned about the basics, the basic understanding of geographic information systems as well as geospatial positioning. And we use that just for kind of benign things in the first class. Like we learned about shape files. We learned about the different coordinate systems. You know, there's about 500 different ways, coordinate systems you can do maps and shape files in. And there's a bit of confusion because you have to convert shape files from one format to another. So, I mean, that's like half of the class.
Okay.
The intro class is just understanding how the different shape files are going to interact. And then after that, you learn a little bit about actually going out in the field and taking coordinates with a GPS receiver, and then coming back and manually entering that into ARC software for making a basic map. And when you move on to the advanced class, that's where you start learning how to take multiple shape files and glean new information from them. For instance, you could take like a population density map and overlay, occurrences of drinking and driving accidents.
Right.
Or something. If you could say, okay, well, this town has a low population and a really high occurrence of drinking and driving, so maybe we need to put some more police out at night in this town. You know what I mean? Using multiple information to glean new information. I hear the music coming.
Okay, great. Well, hey, thanks for the call, Eric. Good information. Thanks for calling in, and feel free to call in again.
Thank you very much, Bill. Take care.
Bye for now. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we're back, and it was good to hear from Eric. You know, we do need to keep a level head in all of this. There are a lot of people out there that just seem to live, breathe, and die doubt, fear, and worry. But at the same time, you know, it is important to not get swept away in that all the time. Doubt doesn't produce very much except fear, and fear doesn't seem to produce very much except worry. And altogether, they don't really have an end result. They just, you know, it's like the paralysis of analysis. You spend all of your time worrying about stuff and getting precious little done. It was nice to hear that Eric got something done, went to school, got a little bit of hands-on knowledge on this various technologies. I think I might forego in this last segment trying to continue our study of the various civilizations as they've risen up in the Orient. We've been doing a study now. We're about, I think we've gotten 10 segments under our belt so far, on the development of this theme of what is anarchy? What is an anarch? But these archists You know, we hear about the various software out there. These various and sundry ARCAs have been with us since the beginning. And just about wherever two or more people gather together, the big man seems to become the ARCAs, and everybody starts to follow him, and the anarchists look to something higher than that. They were looking at not being ruled by these kings and not being ruled by the priests and not being ruled by the synagogue of Satan and so on and so forth, as we've developed. But at the same time, in every one of these civilizations, their belief systems and their rulers have so shaped the people, the population, that the people have developed different characteristics. And so as we move further into this 21st century and we start to understand more about our history, we need to be aware that not only how we, what our belief system is, what our faith systems is, or an absence of either of those, and whatever forms of government we have, that shapes the people. And we become just kind of like grains of sand or cogs in this wheel that other people are rolling. And so we might be able to use all of these new technologies as they come on for good, as Eric mentioned, as a good tool, if we can but wrest control away from those that are always trying to bring us back into this same morbid, never-ending, repetitive cycle of abuse, control, slaughter, mayhem, pillage, rape, burn, you know, the whole nine yards. And so there are things that we could be looking for. We can either be subjects to somebody else's program, or we can be the ones that shape the program of the future. And I like to think of us as moving always further in the American Revolution into greater and greater freedom, and further away from tyranny and control and the despotism imposed upon us by ancestors that have multi-generational impact that lead from antiquity all the way up until today. So there are things that we can be doing locally. But if we don't understand how our system of government actually has been established, and how we can interact in that to make differences and make change, real change, true lasting change, change for the good towards a good tool as opposed to an evil tool. If we just simply condemn all forms of government and we go further into our study of anarchism, once we get done with the ancient history and start bringing it into the modern times, we'll see how this idea of no government came into it, where it was really no archist, no leader, no ruler. And there's specific people in mind here. We've heard about Darius, you know, we've heard about Cyrus, we've heard about all of the various Persian and Egyptian rulers, you know, the Amens, the Amenhoteps, and the Tutankhamens, and all of them. And so when you revolt mentally against this one-man system, then maybe we can understand a little bit more about what our founders had in mind when they set up a system of representative government with a rapidly rotating changes at the top, where everyone had the equal opportunity, the opportunity equally to take a turn at steering the ship. And so unfortunately, in this country over the last 100 years, in the last century, certain groups of people have gained the reins of power and have so organized themselves. I mean, for goodness sake, it's been Bush, Clinton, and you go back all the way to Ronnie Reagan and all the way back to Lyndon Baines Johnson, go all the way back to Dealey Plaza, and we still had the advance of the Bush dynasty coming in with Clinton as just kind of a buffer in all of that. They're still golfing partners and good buddy buddies, you know. So we have the opportunity to throw off this old form and start looking at a new form. But it's going to take us. It's going to take us becoming energized, as I like to say, within this established two-party political system. And with the end in mind, my end in mind, it needn't be yours, but it's certainly mine, is the abolition of the established two-party political system. Not to replace it with a single-party system, but a no-party system. In other words, we go back under the Constitution, and the system of representative government that was laid out in it sans the parties, sans the intermediaries, sans the used car salesman, political hacks that are controlled from above. It would be very, very difficult to gain control over all 3,066 counties if every time the election cycles came round, we had new fresh faces coming into the mix that were not interlocked or interlinked or interdependent on all of the various and sundry monetary powers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateralists, and the various captains, if you will, of finance and industry. If we just had people coming forward from all of the various 177,000-plus local voting precincts as candidates for various offices, and we kept that revolving door revolving rapidly, as opposed to allowing them to just metastasize, we might be able to effect some really delicious changes. And I would like to see that. I know for a fact that we're not going to get to a point of no government. That's almost a pipe dream. And there, the cure might be worse than the disease. That would be the modern kind of an idea of anarchy. But as we continue, we'll see that it's really not against government. It's against individuals, powers and principalities, if you will, and different philosophies of life. But we're going to need to embrace these various and sundry philosophies. We've had one or two religions for thousands of years that have their roots all over this Oriental basin that we're looking at in this inquiry. And the unique nature of any of them is highly questionable. And for those that saw the Zeitgeist movie, the makers of that DVD tried to do a pretty good, and I think they did a pretty good job, of presenting some of these enduring questions. Where are the roots of all of these various and sundry religions coming from? Are they coming from the places that these books tell us they're coming from, or are they coming from somewhere else? And I think as we continue through the study, we'll see that such as you might hear on the pulpit on Sunday morning or on Friday night or Wednesday evening may not necessarily be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And that's a real shame, because when someone comes to that point in their life where they feel in their heart of hearts, if you will, in their mind, that their conscience is weighing on them, and they come to a church of all places, and they want to turn from their wicked ways and they want to begin afresh, to be fed a pack of lies at that point is, in my opinion, one of the greatest sins possible. So, and then there's the children, too. You know, we can raise them up on Bugs and Bunny and the Easter Bunny and all of the rest of that sort of stuff. We can let them become poisoned with all of the stuff out of Disney and the concept that animals can talk and all of that nonsense. Or we can raise them up in reason, raise them up in truth, and see what kind of a generation might come out of that. So there's lots of things that we can continue to talk about on the broadcast. I always appreciate your taking the time to listen. And again, my email box is host@vocallocal.org. It's host@vocallocal.org. If you've got a question or a comment or a guest or a show topic or specific news or humor that you'd like to share with me, I always look forward to getting those emails. So do take advantage of that. It's nice to hear from the listeners. I learn every day on this broadcast, just as I hope you're learning something too, and it is styled a little bit different from some of the other broadcasts. I have no aversion at all to reading and reading out of documents. Some of the books that I've got are quite old and hard to come by, and hopefully you'll be able to value those as I share them with you. Maybe it'll help us to have a little better foundation for our thinking. Anyway, I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making their purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.